The Republican-dominated chamber voted largely on party lines Tuesday, 107-43, to send the bill to the Senate. The measure from GOP Representative Hannah Kelly of Mountain Grove would require able-bodied parents enrolled in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to seek work or job training. People who fail to meet federal work requirements would be disqualified from the program for 3 months for the first violation, 6 months for a second violation, and 2 years for a third infraction. Supporters of the measure, including Concerned Women for America of Missouri and the Koch brothers-funded Americans for Prosperity, say that pushing people to work will make them less dependent on government help. Opponents, including Empower Missouri and the American Heart Association, claim children will be punished for the mistakes of parents. Democrats were unconvinced that a provision in the bill to preserve children's food stamp benefits would effectively keep them from harm. Similar legislation in the Senate was pulled after contentious floor debate. That measure would carry a lifetime disqualification for a third violation of work requirements. Bill Wise, Missouri Net.